Welcome to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. This is now episode number 10, and we have moved on from Prince's debut album, For You, to begin discussing some of the songs and the lyrics that can be found on Prince's second album, which was self-titled Prince. This album was released in the spring of 1979, and much of the recording for this album also occurred in Los Angeles area, Burbank, California, Hollywood, California. So Prince went back out west to record his follow-up. It was a pretty successful album from a sales standpoint. It did well on the charts, much better than For You. And a lot of that can be attributed to the success of a number of his singles. Most specifically, the first track that he released on Prince, which is also the first track on the album. So episode 10 is for the song I Want to Be Your Lover. I Want to Be Your Lover, it did quite well on the charts. It almost made it to the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is very, very impressive for a young artist. And also, you know, it did well on the dance charts. I Want to Be Your Lover is one of those songs that just about everybody knows. Apparently liked this song quite a bit as well, as he included it in his set lists throughout the 80s on a number of different tours, and it was a very popular song of his on the Controversy tour, the Dirty Mind tour, played it on the 1999 tour, the Parade tour, the Love Sexy tour, Hit and Run tour, and then he retired it, as he did with a lot of his 80s music. He retired it in the 90s, pretty much set it aside, but then brought it back out of retirement in the 2000s again. So he essentially gave it a good decade rest, which makes sense. I mean, it's I Want to Be Your Lover is a very disco-sounding song. It has quite a early 80s, late 70s sound to it. So it makes sense that he, after playing it in so many different tours in the 80s, he's like, I've moved on. I'm ready to do some new material, play my new material. I'm putting the 70s and the 80s behind me. And I totally understand why he would take that approach. Then in the 2000s, he wanted to maybe just take a look back and play some of the older songs for the fans. So I Want to Be Your Lover, being the most successful song on the album, from a chart standpoint, it's probably the most well-known song on the album. Although there's a couple other tracks on here that are also very well known. This is a completely underrated and often forgotten about record from Prince. And to me, that's borderline criminal because it's so good. And this song is one of the reasons why. When I'm looking at the lyrics of I Want to Be Your Lover and I'm listening to the song, I think one of the first things that comes to my mind is parallels to the song In Love from For You. On In Love, he is talking about how he wants this girl to notice him. He wants this girl to pay attention to him, but she really doesn't give him the time of day, doesn't really express any kind of interest in him through her words or actions. And I feel like he's a little bit of infatuated with the girl in Love. And then so how I feel like there's parallels then between In Love and I Want to Be Your Lover is it's the same style of Prince. You know, it's almost like you could say it's the same character that he's playing. He's playing a character of somebody who really is downplaying his own appeal to this woman. In I Want to Be Your Lover, he seems to be kind of playing the same character as he did in Love, as the sad puppy dog who downplays his own appeal, acts like he doesn't have a lot to offer. I mean, the first line in I Want to Be Your Lover is, I ain't got no money. I ain't like those other guys you hang around. So right there in the first two lines, he's telling this woman and telling us as the listener that the character he's playing in the song isn't going to be able to provide this woman that he wants to be with a lot of the quote-unquote finer things in life, doesn't have the money to spend on her and lavish her with gifts, expensive gifts. And apparently this woman has friends, or at least boyfriends, that maybe would be part of a high society, or, you know, the preppy rich crowd, whatever you want to call it. So in this song, he continues on with this, like, this appreciation and deep desire to be with this girl. But for some reason, I'm not the kind of guy that she wants. At least I don't think I'm the kind of guy that she wants. Whether or not that's true, we don't know. The next few lines in the song, it's kind of funny, but they always seem to let you down, and I get discouraged because I never see you anymore. I need your love, baby, that's all I'm living for. So going back to the third line, it's kind of funny, but they always seem to let you down. Obviously, she's talking about the guys that she's hanging around. So Prince is kind of like watching this woman from afar. At least it appears that way. Like, he's observing her and watching who she interacts with, who she hangs out with, kind of guys that she's dating, trying to measure up to them. Can he measure up to them? Well, financially, it doesn't seem like he can. At least that's not what he's saying he can. He's getting discouraged because he never sees her. I suppose that could be implied that she's just too busy hanging out with these rich boys. So, she's not hanging around in the places that Prince is hanging around in. I need your love, baby. That's all I'm living for. Back to a little bit of infatuation. Anytime you tell somebody that their love is all they're living for, it gives the impression that they're infatuated with them, maybe a little desperate. And that's okay. I think he's trying to express a little bit of desperation and desire and just real strong want and need. I mean, the song is called I Want to Be Your Lover. So we already know just from the title that he's not her lover, and he's trying to win her affection, win her away from the preppies. And then right before the chorus, he says, I didn't want to pressure you, baby, but all I ever wanted to do. So no pressure. No pressure that you're all he's living for. I think that's kind of funny. He's telling the woman that he didn't want to pressure her after he just told her that her love is all that he's living for. So I think he probably failed in not providing any pressure by delivering that line. And so then the chorus goes, I want to be your lover. I want to be the only one that makes you come, dot, 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 running. I want to be your lover. I want to turn you on, turn you out all night long, make you shout, oh, lover. I want to be the only one you come for. So he uses the word come twice in the chorus. In both times, it is absolutely 100% innuendo. I don't think anybody listens to this song with a discerning ear and a knowledge of Prince's lyrics would have any question what he's really trying to, the point he's really trying to make by using the word come twice in the chorus, especially when he does that, I want to be the only one that makes you come, run in. That just kind of falls right in line with the sorts of innuendo and hidden meanings that he's been applying since Soft and Wet the previous year. It's a tried and true formula that Prince really establishes early in his career, and here's yet another example of that. And it's clever. It's very rarely not clever when he does it. So once again, I find this to be a clever way to sneak in the word come and still make it past the censors. And then the last line, I want to be the only one you come for. Yeah, okay. I think that's pretty clear and very clear with the idea that the come that he's sort of speaking about here is an orgasm. It's not really that well hidden. And that's fine. It's a good line. It's really a good line. So Prince is definitely interested in a sexual relationship with this fantasy woman of his, as he expresses in the chorus about wanting to be her lover, wants to make her come, wants to turn her on, turn her out all night long. So it's a great chorus. I wanna be your mother and your sister too. Moving on to the second verse, he says, I want to be your brother, I want to be your mother and your sister too. Which is an interesting way to start the second verse, expressing his desire to be this woman's sibling. Doesn't matter, brother or sister. And then he even says mother. Doesn't mention father though. He never says, I want to be your father. Which is probably for the best, considering that the allusions to incest, I think the... If he would have said, I want to be your father, it might have come across a little creepy and definitely might have taken a different turn in the song had he done that. But what I'm taking away from those two lines is that he just wants to be really close to her. He wants to be as close to her as a family member would be. He wants to be as close to this woman as a brother or a sister or a mother would be to her. You know, he wants to be thought of in that same way that the woman thinks of family members in terms of closeness. However, that can backfire because obviously, you know, you're not going to think of your family members in the same way that Prince wants to be thought of in the song. So I'm not sure if what he's really going for there, if he really wants to be thought of as a family member, or if he just says he wants to be close to her. And that's as far as it goes with that. He just wants to be really close and wants to have that bond with her that only family members can have, but still have all of the side benefits of not being a family member and not being thought of in the same way that a woman would think of her sister or brother or mother for that matter. He says, there ain't no other that can do the things that I'll do to you, but I get discouraged because you treat me just like a child. And so with that line, you know, after saying how much he wants to be close to her as a family member, and he wants to be thought of as somebody that she can rely on, like a family member, he still has a lot of misgivings and self-doubt, as he expresses through the line that he gets discouraged because she treats him just like a child. And so we don't know if she thinks of him or treats him like a child because he's younger than her, or maybe it's just that she doesn't respect him, doesn't think of him that way, like a kid brother. And, you know, people say in the friend zone, if a guy is put in the friend zone, then he basically, that's saying that he has no chance in a romantic relationship with that woman. But I think you could probably also assume that if a woman ever says that, oh, you know, I think of you like a kid brother, or I think of you like my brother, it's just as bad as the friend zone, because no woman is going to tell a potential mate that they feel like a family member to them if she wants a romantic relationship with them, because that's just a completely different kind of love and affection that one feels for a family member than they do for a lover. So in this verse, Prince is teetering on that line between friend zone and lover. And while he says he wants to be her brother and mother and sister too, he better be careful what he wishes for, because if she truly starts thinking of him like that, then being called a kid brother or being treated like a kid brother is going to be pretty much the end of his chances then. And it sounds like that's what she's already doing, is just treating him like a child. But the song is supposed to be his way of breaking out of that and really kind of showing her that she shouldn't be thinking of him in this way, that he's more than just a friend or like a kid brother, that he has the potential to be a great mate, a great boyfriend, a great lover. And then after that, he says, and they say I'm so shy, but with you, I just go wild. I think we have seen evidence in the past, especially anybody who is familiar with Prince's very first television appearance on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, which I believe was very early 1980. So when he was still promoting his Prince album, I Want to Be Your Lover was a song that he performed. And when Dick Clark interviewed Prince after performing, Prince obviously came across very shy, as if, you know, anybody who has seen that video, and you can YouTube it, it's on YouTube if you haven't seen it. He's painfully shy in that, and whether or not that's an act or if it's legitimately Prince, we won't know for sure. But there's been plenty of anecdotes and plenty of people that have been close to Prince over the decades that will tell you that Prince generally was a shy person until he got to know you. And so Prince calling himself shy in this verse is not surprising. It's probably just very self-aware. But what he's really trying to say in that little, in those two lines, and they say, "I'm so shy, but with you I just go wild," that he's really just telling her, hey, you know, I may look shy, but if we get together, if you give me a chance, I'll show you that I'm not the shy little kid that you think that I am. I can be everything you need. And he's just trying to express that. He's just trying to tell this girl that he's really wanting to impress that she needs to look past some of the surface appearances and outward appearances that the character Prince is singing from the perspective of is giving off. So don't think just because I'm shy that you can't and you won't have a good time with me. You will, because I can go wild with somebody that I care for. And then he repeats the line, "I didn't want to pressure you, baby, but all I ever wanted to do, I want to be your lover. I want to be the only one that makes you come running. I want to be your lover. I want to turn you on, turn you out all night long, make you shout, oh, lover. I want to be the only one you come for." And those are the lyrics to the song. That is, in essence, "I want to be your lover." The song is a pretty long one. I forget the exact song length. I want to say it's well over 5 minutes, probably closer to six. But the track is mostly instrumental. There's a instrumental breakdown. It's not too dissimilar to what he did in Just As Long As We're Together on For You. The lyric portion of the song, the first chorus, verse, chorus structure in the bridge, is all basically done with after a few minutes. And the second half of the song is going to be additional instrumentation and jamming from a disco time frame, you know, in a disco setting when the song would have been popular. It gives the dancers on the dance floor extra time to be together, extra time to grind up on each other, dance together, just have a good time. If it was a really short song, you know, it would be quickly forgotten. So instead of including a disco mix on a 12-inch or on a B-side, the disco mix is right there on the LP. So, you know, that's just how they did it with this album. Forget a disco mix. We're just going to put that right there. That's the song. The disco mix is the song that you get. That brings me to the end of episode 10 and the first song that I've recorded for Prince's second album, self-titled Prince. "I Want to Be Your Lover" is a great song. It's so memorable. The music in it is so good. The chorus is so good. I just think the world of the song, I think it's just great. It's a very memorable song for Prince, and it was certainly one of those songs that was gonna, you know, make a name for him. He did a great job with the writing, did a great job with the music, and the lyrics are good too. I mean, it's relationship driven again, as much of For You was. The album Prince is going to be very similar to that. He doesn't really break out of that mold until he gets to Dirty Mind the next year. So like For You, a lot of these songs are going to have relationship driven words to them, and that's going to be like the theme of much of this album. It's going to be love and relationships and how Prince perceives women, Prince perceives relationships from the perspective of a 19, 20-year-old, which would have been how old he was when he recorded this album. He was 21 by the time the album was released. One can make an assumption that he began writing songs for this album before his 20th birthday. Much of it was all recorded after he turned 20, but it wouldn't be a stretch to think that some of these songs were written prior to that. You know, there's going to be some immaturity in some of these lyrics, as we'll see as we go on. But I Want to Be Your Lover is a very self-assured song, even though his character that he sings from is absolutely not that self-assured. He's self-assured from the standpoint that he knows what he wants, but he's not self-assured from the standpoint as he's not sure that he knows how to convince her that he can do it. And is he trying to convince himself as well? But he absolutely is being very upfront with her about what he wants, and that's a sign of confidence, even if he has some self-doubts about his background and about his financial situation and about the fact that, you know, she's not really paying attention to him. This is his declaration. The song I Want to Be Your Lover is his declaration of that, his way of telling her what he can do for her. I really enjoy this song for that reason. So thanks again for listening to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. I've been your host, Jason Brenninger. This has been episode number 10 for I Want to Be Your Lover, the first track on Prince's self-titled second album. And until next time, thank you very much.